The preliminary appearance of success based on the resumption of normal menstrual function was such that Dr. Moore, who had since moved on to the Cleveland Clinic and who is a SWOG participant, developed a clinical trial. And that clinical trial will randomize patients to receive ovarian suppression or not during their chemotherapies after the fashion that we did.
With what endpoints?
The resumption of normal menses will be the principal endpoint.
And what are the eligibility in terms of ER status?
This is for ER negative patients only.
And that was your trial also?
That ours was not. Ours was for all comers, regardless of receptor status. We took that approach because the feeling was when we initiated the project that the evidence that retaining menstrual function was necessarily detrimental to the ER positive patient was weak. We felt that we would not put people in harm's way by enabling them to retain normal menstrual cycling. There's obviously a lot of disagreement in that matter. And when the cooperative group mechanism developed this idea, the consensus was that only estrogen receptor negative patients should be subjected to this kind of experiment because perhaps retaining menstrual function isn't such a good idea for patients who are very young in terms of the natural history of estrogen receptor positive cancers. The concern would be their relapse rates would, of course, be higher if we permitted menses to return when chemotherapy might otherwise prevent them from returning. And of course, to take it one step further, there's a significant body of, not literature, but opinion that says that premature menopause is desirable and should be inflicted upon patients. That's too harsh a word, but should be part of the therapeutic program for very young women with estrogen receptor positive cancers, which is another issue altogether.
Yeah, and I'd like to get your thoughts on that. But getting back to the patient with ER negative tumor, it kind of makes sense to retain menstrual function in terms of total health. Although I guess theoretically you could also give the patient hormone replacement, although that's not very likely to happen.
Right. I think the secondary objectives of any study of this nature should be at least in part bone health. I think the greatest consequence of inducing premature menopause health-wise, the greatest immediate consequence is precipitous loss of bone density, which is in its own way undesirable. And this clinical trial will be able to make that observation, we hope, that retaining menstrual function, of course, preserves bone density, which it should.
Do you think that this strategy is a reasonable one to offer to a patient with an ER-negative tumor off protocol? More from the point of view of bone health and total health rather than, you know, fertility?
I'll have to say off protocol, no. We don't encourage it anymore. The reason for not doing it is, number one, out of respect for the randomized trial and the effort it's trying to make. Number two, there isn't anything that can't be fixed by other means. If you produce premature menopause, you can preserve bone health other ways. You can treat vaginal symptoms and sexual dysfunction other ways. You can treat vasomotor instability other ways. There are alternatives for symptomatic remedies for patients who have premature ovarian failure from chemotherapy. And I don't feel comfortable putting forth ovarian suppression protection as a clinical routine.